Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Welcome back. I'm Kim in for Mark this morning. Mark Walters joining us now. He, of course, is the host of Armed American Radio. And Mark, I have to say, I think congratulations is in order, because did I see you're celebrating 15 years?
Yeah. Kim, good morning. It's great to hear your voice today. Yeah. And thanks for having me on. 15th year anniversary show was on Sunday. And I got to be honest with you, I really had never sat back and did the math. But I go back to when I started the program. We started talking about forming Armed American Radio back in late 2008 and really had no idea how to do it, when I oddly got a phone call from a buddy of mine who was running the Buckeye Firearms Association up in Cleveland, Ohio, who strangely asked me to be a guest on a radio show to help talk about the organization. And, well, he wanted me to co-host with him. And I thought, okay, that's weird, because we were just talking about that. And about 15 years later, Armed American Radio. So on April 26th of 2009, Armed American Radio took to the airwaves on Salem's AM 920 in Atlanta, Georgia. And my mom said to me when I started the program, she said, "Can you really talk about that subject," meaning gun rights, "for 1 hour every week?" Well, now we're 6 days a week, and wow. I've never missed a Sunday show. And I did the math the other day. Sunday was my 780th straight broadcast.
That's nuts. I mean, just things are always changing. Like you said, there's just so much to talk about. You've got Illinois, for example, that passed these very restrictive gun laws. And I know you're also the spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. And I saw that your group just took more action against that crazy so-called assault weapons ban. What does that involve?
Oh, that case has been dragging out for far too long. But it's one of those cases that we need in a different court that splits the circuits so that we can get one of these cases up to the Supreme Court. So attorneys representing the Second Amendment Foundation and its partners in that federal lawsuit challenging that ban on so-called, what they refer to, as you know, as assault weapons and large-capacity magazines, have filed a response brief to the state in their effort to have the U.S. Supreme Court grant cert. And the case is known as the one that you're talking about, I believe, is Harrell versus Raul. And this is what we're trying to do, is get one of these cases to the Supreme Court. Now that we've got one in Maryland in the Fourth Circuit, which is very strong. After the Bruin decision, the Supreme Court granted cert to that Maryland assault weapons ban case, then remanded it back to the state court, vacated it, and remanded it back to the court, meaning the lower court. After Bruin, you need to relook at your decision that says this is constitutional, meaning banning assault weapons. So we're waiting for that. We think that's going to be the case. that the Supreme Court will take. But any other time it's involved in another circuit, we're fighting those bans in California, we're fighting them in Illinois, we're going to win. But we've got to get one of these cases to the Supreme Court. And people listening to this from anywhere around the country need to know that if you live behind the blue line, we're fighting on your behalf. We're going to win in court. There's no question, particularly post-Bruin. It just takes time and costs money, unfortunately.
Well, and that's the big question, too, is will the Supreme Court actually hear it? Because there's so many cases, and I know so many of these end up just kind of going nowhere. Like you said, there's just so many factors involved in these situations.
Oh, yeah. They'll hear one of these. Thomas is itching to get one of these cases. He's had enough. There's no question in my mind, because what really is the key to the Supreme Court, when you've got an issue like this, you're talking about banning what the Supreme Court has already said you can't ban, and that is weapons that are, quote unquote, in common use.
Right.
And the AR-15 is the most common rifle in Americans' hands. Over 25 million in Americans. There are more AR-15s in law-abiding citizens' Americans' hands than there are Ford F-150 pickup trucks in America. Think about that.
Yeah, wow.
That is clearly, Tommy, you're going to tell me the F-150 is not in common use? Of course it is. So is the AR-15. So the court will take one of these, particularly when the circuits are split. One says it's constitutional, one says it's not. Supreme Court's going to look at it. They're not going to let an entire class of weapons go banned when they themselves in previous rulings have said that you can't ban guns that are in common use. So, yeah, we're itching for this. We want this fight. We're the ones pushing to get it to the Supreme Court. We're going to be confident in the outcome.
So how would that then change the requirement in Illinois that was put in place semi-recently where people are told to register their guns with, I think, state police? Would that essentially be, obsolete? Wouldn't be required anymore?
No. Unfortunately, that's going to be another fight. We're going to have to fight the registration aspect.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? It's piecemeal. I'll quote Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Kim, who says, he admires the creativity from the other side. It's just nonstop. It's absolutely just nonstop. Their creativity never expires, and they have billionaire donor backing from people like Bloomberg who are funding these AstroTurf groups. And when I say AstroTurf, it's not a grassroots organization. Moms Demand Action claims millions of members. No, they don't. They don't have millions of members. They've got clicks and likes on a cyber page. Whereas the National Rifle Association can pull 86,000 to 90,000 people to a convention. I'd like to see Moms Demand Action or Every Town for Gun Safety try to do that. They can't.
Right, right. No, I agree. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, and maybe we've talked about this because I know Iowa did this and Tennessee did this. In fact, the governor just signed the bill, I think yesterday, where teachers can be armed in Tennessee schools. But then I read more about this article, and it says that these schools can say, no, we don't want any of our teachers armed. I have to admit, that kind of surprised me that these schools are the ones that get to dictate this, because let's be real. Do we think many of these schools are going to say, yeah, we want our teachers armed? Because a lot of them are woke.
A lot do. A lot of them are woke. A lot of them do, though. I think people would be shocked if they knew just how many armed teachers there were in schools across the country. There's never been my good friend Stephen Gutowski from The Reload he's also a CNN contributor, was on CNN just Sunday talking about this very issue in Tennessee. And when one of the hosts of the program at CNN asked him, can we point to any place where an armed teacher has stopped a school shooting? He said, no, we can point to many school resource officers. Yes. He says, armed teachers I'm not aware of, because I have to remind you that there has never been an attack in a school with armed teachers. Isn't that the point?
Yeah, that is exactly. We don't want them to be these soft targets. And we know that that's a big reason why a lot of these people with mental illness are going into schools. They can sadly kill a lot of people very quickly before they're even encountering somebody who's going to try to stop them.
And they know that the little phone in their hand and their social media account is going to make them famous.
Yep.
Posthumously, because they're all going in to die. So, look, I've got photographs of the tombstones. I'm a big fan of going out to Tombstone, Arizona. I've been studying the history out there for many, many, many years, 3 decades. And if you go to the Tombstone District schools, there's a sign hanging on the fence at every single school. Warning. It basically says you're going to get shot if you come in here. Our teachers are armed. There's never been an attack in a Tombstone School District school, and there likely won't be. So here's my deal to all you lefty wokes. Just go ahead and put the sign up. Just put the sign up.
Yeah.
The bad guy won't even know. It's a deterrent, and it works. If you want to talk about putting a sign up that says no guns allowed, clearly doesn't work. Put a sign up that says, walk in here and get your head blown off. They're going to think twice.
I just think of the Wizard of Oz, like, I'd turn back if I were you. Think about a house that has, like, a sign about having a big dog. People are a little nervous about that, I bet, and it at least makes them think twice about it. So, like you said, why are we having these signs saying no guns? Get out of here. Here's one for you.
Here's one for you, Wokies. Go ahead and put a sign up that says this is a gun-free zone home.
Yeah, I like your idea. I think we should implement this everywhere across the country.
Well, it's happening. People are shocked to find out that there are tens of thousands of teachers that are armed in schools across this country, even in states like Colorado, states like Ohio, the Faster Saves Life program, the Guardian program now in Florida. There has not been an attack in a Florida school since every Florida school is armed.
Yep.
And that's the deterrent effect.
I agree.
That was part of what came out of Parkland. So these are the things we need to do. So we don't take guns away from cops. No. Give them bigger, better guns.
Right. 100%. Mark Walters, thank you so much. Host of Armed American Radio. You can follow him online at AAR Mark. Again, congratulations on 15 years.
Thank you so much, Kim. It's a pleasure. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.